You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Donnie in for Adam and Doran. Already down to our final hour. Harry Callis is here. Intern RJ is here. Jason Mackey is here for the 9 to 10 hour of the show. Harry, this show goes fast.
Yeah, you know, when you're exhausted, you know, early in the morning. Like, I just zone out. Like, I just, you know, sometimes take a nap in between breaks. Doran doesn't always like that. But I am exhausted, and then you just, yeah, you're just exhausted, and you're just going through, and then you're having fun by 8 o'clock, and then it's like, you know, oh darn, we have to leave.
Huh. Also, a shout-out to Ray Petlin from KDKA-TV, because I put the question out there that was posed by a texter earlier in the show. What is the key difference between partly cloudy and mostly sunny? And Ray said, in order of least clouds to most clouds, it goes sunny, mostly sunny, partly cloudy, partly sunny, mostly cloudy, and then cloudy.
So I was right before that.
And he said some of these should have been worded better when they were created a long, long time ago. And he said now the technical part of it, mostly sunny is generally considered 5 to 30% cloud coverage. Partly cloudy is 30 to 60% cloud coverage. So there you go. The more you know on weather verbiage, because I did always think it was funny, like partly cloudy and mostly sunny sounds like it could be interchangeable. Jason Mackey is in here, so another Westminster man is in here. We have a Westminster man manning the board right now, intern RJ. A couple of Waynesburg guys here as well. Jason, we'll start with the Steelers. We'll kind of break down these segments here. We'll do Steelers. We'll do Penguins for one. We'll do Pirates with Noah Hyles just after 9:30, and then just some 4th of July fun to finish out the show. The Steelers had a very busy week. The trade involving Jalen Ramsey, Minkah Fitzpatrick, Jonnu Smith. I know that you hosted the evening show last night, but for anybody who did not get to hear that in full, just your big takeaway from that trade, and do you feel like the Steelers got out on the better side of it?
Yeah, so I've got a couple lanes on this, Donnie. One, I can't get over how much this says about Mike Tomlin and what he thinks about the Steelers, what he thinks about his own situation. I mean, this is a very big swing for Mike Tomlin. I think it's a very big, I don't want to say risk, but I mean, he's pushing some chips into the middle of the table. If this blows up, we know where the fingers are going to point. And I don't think it's going to be at Omar Khan. I don't think it's going to be at Art Rooney II. I do like the moves. Don't get me wrong. I think they are quality players. I don't necessarily see a linear, easy fit. I'm okay with that. I want to see what they can do on the back end. Maybe you play around a little bit with Jalen Ramsey. I like Jonnu Smith, what he can add in the passing game. I know I heard you guys in the afternoon talking a little bit about Jerry Dulac's comments on Rich Eisen. I didn't take what Jerry said as like Jonnu Smith's going to be Michael Pruitt 2.0. I mean, that would be the epitome of stupidity. For them to do that, you're going to sign.
Yeah, given the price tag,
he caught 88 balls, give him a $12 million contract, and then you're going to like use him as a blocking tight end? Like, no.
Who can't block very well.
Right. I mean, he needs to be a de facto X receiver at this point, or fullback, or like just a very creative piece. But again, I like the move. I hope and think that they're not done. Like, I think there's a few other things they have to do at wide receiver and safety, and as long as they do them, I'm okay with it. I don't think Minkah was worth the money with how they were using him. I don't think Minkah's a bad player, but I don't think they were putting him in position to reap value commensurate with his cap hit, if that makes sense. So I like the moves. I think they made themselves better, but I think there's just some branches that go off of this and stuff that, you know, I mean, even something as simple as, like, I want to see what Terrell Austin and Arthur Smith can do with these guys. I think there's a lot incumbent on the coordinators to make good use out of them, but, man, just what an offseason for the Steelers. Isn't this a time to, like, step back a little bit and kind of think about what they've done? It's been wild.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your father's Steelers.
Nope.
That's for sure. They are not just the stand pat, make a couple of small, somewhat calculated free agent acquisitions, you know, just simply build through the draft. Yeah, the draft is very important, and you want to hit on as many guys as you possibly can, but they are doing things and they are connected to players that we would have never expected. I mean, watching Aaron Rodgers play throughout his career, I would have never expected, yeah, that guy will finish his career as a Steeler.
Right.
I would have never...
It still feels surreal.
Yeah. I would have never expected Russell Wilson to make one of his final stops in Pittsburgh. I would not have expected in the early days of Jalen Ramsey's career when he was part of that great defense with Jacksonville. Yeah, he'll end up being a Steeler one day, a guy that was a menace to us in that 2017 playoff game. Just so many different things. The DK Metcalf trade.
Yeah,
is something we
I forgot about
would have
that.
Almost never seen happen. The way that they're willing to move guys out of here if things aren't going well, and not just guys that are up against it in terms of a contract, but doing it quickly. You know, trading Kenny Pickett, trading George Pickens. Like, you can't say that they're not boring. That's for
right.
sure.
I mean, Pickens could have helped them, Donnie. I'm not advocating to keep Pickens. Like,
yeah,
he clearly
got to
a point.
I'm still not like huge on that move given where they are right now.
I know. And you know what? I think us externally, we can't fully appreciate just what a chore it became having him on the team. And I think that's what it came down to. Like, he just wasn't worth the headache. And we can look at the plays he makes on Sundays or Mondays or whatever, and there's some specialness there, but you might just get tired of it. You know, I think about if there's somebody working at this radio station who's just a constant pain. Like, sooner or later, you're just going to wear yourself out. And I think that's what Pickens did. And, you know, credit to the Steelers to moving on, honestly, because you could have prioritized the production and absorbed the headache, and I'm not sure it would have been a better thing. So I go back and forth on that. But to your point, Donnie, I mean, I love the fact that they're not sitting back saying this is what we've always done. They have to change. I'd like them to keep changing. I'd like them to quit spending as much money on defense and prioritize the offense a little bit more. That's a separate discussion with TJ Watt. I am against them giving him a $40 million a year contract because that's what the Browns did with Myles Garrett. I would rather see them spend money on offensive playmakers, but I'll take what they did this offseason right now.
And a big reason why all of these moves are being made, the man that got extended yesterday, Omar Khan, he's extended through the 2028 season. I know it could be easy to say incomplete grade on him so far, Jason, but how do you feel if you had to put a grade on it? How do you feel he's done so far?
Yeah, I mean, I'd give him at least a B, but I do, and I realize that's kind of a cop-out. I don't care. It is incomplete for me because some of these drafts, like, I'm still going to evaluate Omar Khan based on the talent that he procures from the draft. And I like his draft classes. I just don't think we've seen them reach their full potential, especially up front. Like, Broderick Jones is not a right tackle. If Broderick Jones stinks at left tackle, then we can make a decision on that or make an evaluation and say this is a bad pick. I like the Zach Frazier pick. I like the Troy Fautanu pick. I like the Mason McCormick pick. I like Derek Harmon. I think they've done some good things in the draft, but we need a little bit more of a sample size. And again, I like the big swings that he's taken in trades and free agency. I think they make a lot of sense, but they haven't manifested in a playoff win. And so I can't give him an A. I can't fail him because I like what he's done, and we haven't seen some of the results. So, I mean, I'm skewing toward a B and a bit of an incomplete. What about you?
I'm pretty close to that. I said B minus because it's not like I think he's doing an awful job or even a bad job. I think he's been solid in his role. He is trying to get the team better. Like, there is certainly an effort there to try and improve the team. I think he's improved the quarterback position the last 2 years. Even if it's for a short-term fix, he's at least done that. He's making moves that he feels are necessary to get them to a playoff win, but certainly not perfect. I mean, none of the draft picks in the first two classes have jumped out as stars right away, with the exception of Zach Frazier, I would say. I think that kid's going to be pretty damn good.
8 to 10 Pro Bowls, good, like Kaboom said.
I would love that. I mean, I said earlier, even if he has like a Jeff Harding's like career, that's still pretty good, because yep. Jeff Harding's was a good player here. Maybe not quite to the level of a Webster or Dawson or Pouncey, but you know, when you talk Webster or Dawson, you're talking two of the best centers to ever play the position, and Pouncey's a pretty good one of the 2010s, but I think Frazier already a pretty good player. It does fall a lot on Broderick Jones, because I think a guy will be remembered for his first pick, and if things don't go well there, yeah, it's good that he can hit on some other guys. Like Nick Herbig, I think, already a hit of a player, given where they drafted him. You know, Mason McCormick looks like a nice little pick. Peyton Wilson looks like a nice pick. But the very first pick, a guy you traded up for, if that doesn't work out, that certainly has to be a knock against you. I brought this up earlier, like the best and worst moves that we've seen Omar Khan make, and I think the easy trade is the Chase Claypool for the 32nd yep. overall pick.
I'll concur with that.
Somebody on the text line brought up an underrated bad one that nobody said yesterday, and I didn't have anybody calling in and going off about when I brought up his worst moves, because I said things like maybe the Larry Ogunjobi extension, the thought, which now this could have been more on Mike Tomlin, but bringing back Cam Sutton was something I hated at the time and hated even more once he got on the field because he was awful. The void that they've had at, you know, as a true wide receiver too the last couple of years. But this one, the trade of Kevin Dotson back right before the 2023 season. So the Steelers traded Kevin Dotson along with their fifth-round pick in 2024 and then a round six pick in this past year's draft to the Rams for a fourth-round pick and a fifth-round pick in 2025. And to Dotson's credit, he has become a very good guard with the Rams. I mean, he was one of the best in football that season, that first season that he played there in L.A. And I think that's a very good point made by somebody on the text line to point that out, because that's one that a lot of people can glaze over.
I don't disagree with that. Let me add one more to the pile, one that I worry about this year, and I think you'll agree with this because of your relationship with him, Alandon Roberts. I don't like letting him go.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
Their run defense last year required work. They needed to, and I think it was a lot up front, and I like the moves, Y.A. Black, Derek Harmon, et cetera. Moving on from Larry Ogunjobi, completely agree with all of that. You're telling me you're going to take your best run defender out of your defense and expect to improve. I don't understand that. He wanted to come back, told you that. Really, I think, was an influential part in that locker room on that defense. I don't like walking away from him. I like the Malik Harrison ad. I think Peyton Wilson's a very good linebacker. We've seen over the years with this team what injuries can do. If they have more injuries this season, I feel like all of a sudden we're going to be looking at Alandon Roberts saying, man, that piece would be really nice here, and they could have had him for cheap. I don't like that move. Again, that's a bit incomplete. Maybe I end up being wrong there. But as we sit here today, I don't love letting Alandon Roberts go.
You could have gotten him for very cheap. We know that. And to me, and yeah, maybe I am biased because I did a show with him all season, but the way he played, and a lot of people saw this, I mean, he was becoming a fan favorite given his style of play. You just need guys with that attitude.
Yep.
You know, maybe he has shortcomings to his game. He struggled against the pass, but you just need more guys with the attitude that Alandon Roberts had.
When Peyton Wilson was great against the pass. If that's what you have, if it's kind of a timeshare next to PQ, you can still bring in Malik Harrison. I mean, you're deeper at that position. You're counting on a lot from Peyton Wilson and other guys, and maybe Cole Holcomb made him expendable. I get that, but man, I want veteran players who play the game like a Landon Roberts did.
Fan text line, that's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can hit us up there at 412-928-9370. Coming up, we'll jump to the Penguins for a few minutes. The NHL draft was last week. Free agency started this week. There's a very clear direction this team is going in. We'll get into that next on the Fan Morning Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
People are buying in, man, that Doran is going to Anthrocon and has been there the last couple of years. We've got numerous texts now that say that they've seen the giraffe walking around down there at Anthrocon.
Why would I lie?
That's like saying you see a cat down there.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. There's way more cats and dogs than there are giraffes.
I bet you put that giraffe costume on. Is it called costume? I don't want to offend anybody. A costume on, they're going to think you're a 6'7" guy, too, or 6'4", whatever Doran is.
I'll rip myself here, too. Someone on the text line said if Crowley was a furry, he'd be an aardvark. Like Arthur. Those aardvarks are well read. Callus liked that one. He's dying. I could hear him through the glass.
Aardvark!
What would you be, Callus, if you were a Anthrocon participant, a furry, if you will.
Hippo's taken.
Yeah.
Jesus!
Oh, that was a tough one. The elephant.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like,
that's tremendous.
What's a giraffe sound like, Alice?
That's
a cat.
Time is 9:23. That's brought to you by Gina G. and Petro of RE/MAX Select Realty. So we were talking during the break because it is AnthroCon this week or weekend, and this is like the furry Super Bowl. It's like the furry WrestleMania. I discovered that they don't just travel around to different cities and it's always the same thing. Apparently Pittsburgh is like the big spot for the AnthroCon, the furry convention. And that was from what, Callus? 2023? Yeah. You guys discussing?
Yeah, that was from June of 2023. Doran was trying to convince me and Kaboli that he dresses up as a giraffe every year for this event.
And then we got talking during the break here, you, myself, Jason Mackey, who is with us. who on the fan staff would be most likely to attend the furry convention? Do you think it's actually Doran?
I think we're looking at him, Donnie.
I'd go. I would. I was not saying I do, but I would. Why not?
What would you dress up as? What animal?
An elephant. You know, there's me. My impression, there you go. I think my impression's gotten better in 2 years.
So you know some of those people are just naked under the costume.
Yeah, and I don't see what's wrong with that. I don't know. What's
I see a lot wrong with that, Callis.
You think
to be
you
honest.
Roll with that? That sounds uncomfortable to me.
It could be, but who knows? I mean, maybe there's
You've
just,
got to
maybe,
at least maybe have some underwear on or something. Man, I respect people's choices, but
you know,
you also got to respect the chafing.
Do you know how comfortable it is to not wear underwear?
Not under an elephant costume.
Oh, Larry Richards said too on KDK AM this week that apparently the what is it called? Anthrocon?
Yeah.
$21 million comes into Pittsburgh every year. Hotels, restaurants.
It's a big deal. Like yeah. Donnie said, it's yep. like their Super Bowl.
Yeah, like this is like their big event. You yep. know, it's their Super Bowl, their WrestleMania, their Daytona 500, whatever you want to list off. Like this is what it is for the furries that come into town. So, yeah, they do bring a lot into the local economy. I'm just saying, I've heard some interesting stories about the folks that participate. That's all I'll say.
And then you two didn't know that SantaCon is a thing like every winter.
I do now.
SantaCon, yes. People just dress up as Santa.
Have you ever participated in SantaCon?
I haven't, but I've seen videos of the Santas. It's, you know, they're fighting each other. They've been drinking too much, you know. It's tremendous. Like, life is just what
tremendous.
Is what is life?
All right, Jason, let's talk a little bit about the Penguins and their recent moves here. The NHL draft was last week. They turned 2 first-round picks into 3. They make that pick at number 11, Benjamin Kindle from the Calgary Hitmen, who, yes, are named after Brett the Hitman Hart. He once owned the team. I found that out the other night. And then they get Bill Zonin. They get William Horkoff later in the first round, picks 22 and 24.
They should warm up with the glasses, by the way. Don't you think? So, you can't play with them during the game, but like you need some Hitman Hart glasses.
I had Jesse Marshall on the other night, and we were talking about it. He said that they would pretty regularly, I guess, have promotions where they would give the glasses.
Oh, thank goodness.
So that's pretty good. But
all right.
other than the tie-in to professional wrestling, which I'm always a fan of doing, your thoughts on the Penguins draft, where they selected more players than any time in recent memory.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the draft for the Penguins. I think they told us an awful lot over the past week about how they see themselves, how long this is going to take. Frankly, Donnie, it worries me a little bit with Sidney Crosby in the middle of this, because I think even a year ago when Kyle Dubas talked at his end-of-season press conference, it seemed like, all right, this might be 1 year of a step back, and then the Penguins were still going to try to push for like 26, 27. I don't think that's the case right now. And over the draft, free agency starting this past week as well, you didn't see the Penguins do anything. Not that I expected them to do a ton, but there are ways to bring in younger players. They have a lot of cap space right now. They could orient themselves to try to be more competitive in 25, 26. They're not doing that because it's about the draft. It's about the young kids. They are comfortable not pushing their chips into the middle of the table. I don't know why I keep using that analogy, but it fits here. They're comfortable waiting. And I don't know how comfortable Sidney Crosby is going to be. I know he doesn't want to go anywhere. But if they don't make the playoffs this year, that's 4 years in a row. If they don't make it next year, we're looking at 5 years of Sidney Crosby out of the playoffs. I just question his stomach for that. He's going to want to play competitive hockey. But I can't sit here and tell you everything about the guys the Penguins drafted. The Ben Kindle kid, I think there's some upside there. Will Zonin, William Horkoff, like there's some good stuff there. I like what they did, but it is all about the draft. It is not so much about this year, and I think it's going to be a little bit with these guys.
How long do you think Crosby will play?
Into his mid-40s.
That's how
health permitting.
I don't think
he's anywhere near wanting to be done.
Yeah, like we saw him in the Four Nations. Like we know what he can still look like when there are great players around him. I think if he wants to, health permitting, he's playing until he's 44, 45.
I mean, his idol has long been Steve Yzerman. And if you go back and look at Yzerman's career and how he developed into more of a defense, not defense first, but kind of a strict two-way center instead of an explosive offensive playmaker – that's what Sid has done. But he's still, you know, among the best in the game, creating offense for his teammates and finishing it himself. It just, you know, health permitting, man, Sidney Crosby lives for this stuff. He loves it. He thrives on the competition. I'm not looking at him to step away anytime soon. I just wonder, is he going to want to spend so many years on the sideline? The guy's addicted to winning and competing and all this stuff, and it's just not going to happen here for a while.
Do you have any fear that he would be somebody to try to ask out, go somewhere closer to winning a cup for just one more taste of it very late in the career?
Not as of now, because I do think he is bought into Pittsburgh. I just think that with another year or two, maybe that changes. Maybe the opportunity comes up with McKinnon. I know that's crazy to say now. And I don't, again, I don't think that's what he wants. Like, I think ultimately he wants to figure it out here, leave the Penguins in a competitive state. But it is a long time. If you think about it, it's already been three. Then we're going to go plus one, plus two, maybe plus three. I don't know. I mean, and we're also talking about the Penguins like everything is going to pan out and pop sort of magically in 1 or 2 years. If it doesn't, and all of a sudden they're nowhere near competitiveness after 2 years out, yeah, I think at that point he might be forced to sort of reassess things.
Are we for sure in the swan song season with Evgeny Malkin here?
I think so. That's always been my assumption or my belief. You know, it doesn't make any sense for the Penguins to sign him. Think about what the Penguins are doing with draft picks, how you know they're kind of having a tepid start to free agency. It's all about the young guys. Evgeny Malkin's game isn't nearly what it once was. A lot of Russian players, you'll see them go over to the KHL and play like 1 or 2 years in their home country just to give their home country a little bit of a taste. That was my expectation with Malkin. You'd probably see him go back to the KHL for a year, and I think he still has just enough game to make that serviceable. I think we've seen the last time that Sid, Gino, and Letang have all been in the playoffs together. Isn't that crazy?
It is. I mean, it's kind of tough to swallow. Like, Gino is, clearly, he's not the all-around player that Sid is, but I feel like growing up and watching both of them, just the high points of Gino's game, maybe even some of the low points where he had some carelessness, he made mistakes. Like, you could relate to him more as a fan. Like, yeah. Crosby's so good, he's like a robot. It's
I know.
Like, this dude does not mess up. This dude is Mr. Perfect out there. For
but Gino had the
reference.
Way high and the way low to
and
his
then,
game.
Like,
I like that.
You know, like, you feel more, feel very emotionally connected to Gino's game. You go back and watch some of those games from the cup runs and, you know, his parents are in the crowd after he scores a big goal. Like, it gives me goosebumps thinking about it. So that will be like the one calling card I feel like they have to get fans in the stadium this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be the final tour. It's like the last dance without the excitement of the playoffs. Basically, it's just the nostalgia run at this point because I do think it breaks up. I'm curious what happens with Letang, Donnie. And I agree with everything you're saying about Malkin, but, you know, Letang was not very good last year. It would probably make sense for them to trade him. I don't think that's something they're terribly eager to do, but if he has a really good year, probably makes business sense to do that. If it's just Sid and Letang hanging around, it's crazy for me to wrap my head around the idea that these guys are done in the playoffs. Stinks. Frankly, I hope they can surprise some people and get back in, but it's getting harder and harder to see.
Fan Twitter, you can follow us there at 93.7 The Fan. That's brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We talked some Bucko baseball, the Red Hot Buckos with Noah Hiles up next right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Social media's biggest loser, that's Malzy. That's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. We are now joined on the fan hotline by Noah Hiles, Pirates reporter from the Post-Gazette, bright and early out there in Seattle. Jason Mackey with us here in studio. And due to our configuration, you're going to see the change here on the YouTube video stream. So we will have Noah on here in a moment, but I believe it'll just be myself and Noah that you can see. But Jason Mackey is still here, so we'll get into full Pirates talk. Noah, festive look for you on the 4th of July holiday here? Oh, where's our guy at? I'm just seeing a Masters hat. What's going on, Harry? Help your intern, Harry. All right, Noah might be frozen in there, but Jason, you and I can talk a little bit of Buccos here. I mean, okay, Noah's back. Noah's back, people. He's back. Noah, you have us.
Yes, I got you. Was I not? Was I here before?
Well, when it first got transitioned over, all we could see was the top of your hat. So I'm not sure if something happened in the back there.
Oh,
but we're good now. But you are festive on the 4th of July. I see a bit of USA on your shirt.
Of course. Got to wear red, white, and blue today. That's how it goes.
How's the setup in Seattle? Is it better than was it Miami where it was like a horror story type situation for you?
It wasn't a horror story. It was a unique story. Jason was a part of that story.
I stayed there. I was. Thank you for that.
Down there in Miami with me. Now this is a little bit better of a setup. You can kind of see behind me. I just have like a studio apartment here in Seattle, walking distance from the ballpark. It's nice. I was telling your intern, there's like consistent explosion noises down the street every like 10, 20 minutes. And it's 6:30 a.m. here, so I don't know if they're setting off fireworks. So I don't know what's going on, but we'll figure it out after we talk some Bucco baseball.
Yeah, hopefully it's just fireworks, Noah. Pirates, they're one of the hottest teams in baseball. Six consecutive wins. They are doing things truly at a historic level in Major League Baseball. So that has become a wild story of this stretch of games. What can they do to somewhat keep this going? It's very hard to keep playing at this level, but how could they possibly keep this going?
I think it really comes down to the bottom half of the lineup continuing to hit. I think Reynolds is coming on. Cruz is showing a little bit of consistency, but if they can continue to get offensive production from Ke'Bryan Hayes, from Tommy Pham, those guys, Henry Davis at the bottom, that's what's going to make this team a consistent winner. Their defense is good enough to win regularly. Their pitching is good enough to win regularly. And I think even the top of their lineup now with Spencer Horwitz, Nick Gonzalez, all of those guys hitting the ball consistently, I think that group's good enough too. But if you can get consistent production from the bottom half of your lineup, hitters 5 through 9, and you can get that, I don't know, two to three games a series, you have a really good shot to win with the other elements of this team. It's just a big if.
Noah, you wrote in your Pirates report card, and this was excellent, by the way. People should check this out, post-gazette.com. But talking about the bullpen being the best in Major League Baseball, I believe a 2.48 ERA, the lowest it's been in any single month since July of 2017. My question for you, though, how sustainable do you think it is going into July? You know, and what sort of, I don't know, performances are you looking at? David Bednar, Dennis Santana, who's going to be able to maintain what they're doing?
I think a lot of the guys are, and you look, I mean, there are some guys who I think probably will regress, but I don't see a collective regression because, I mean, Bednar is pitching at a level that we've seen him pitch at for an entire season. He did that in 2022 and 2023. He was an all-star those years. Dennis Santana has not really looked bad since he put on a Pirates uniform, so I think he can continue it. Caleb Ferguson, I mean, one, I don't think he's going to be a Pirate by the end of the month. And two, I think he can continue what he's doing for the remainder of his time here because he's been solid all season. Now, there are some other guys who are less proven, Isaac Mattson, Chase Shugart being two notable ones. But I'm really encouraged with the way they've been used under Kelly. It seems like both of those guys have a lot of confidence. And if they can continue to get repetition, I think that's only going to lead to production, more consistent production. So I do think it's sustainable. Maybe not number two in Major League Baseball sustainable, but I think this can be a top five bullpen as currently formed.
You tipped your hand with Ferguson a little bit. Let's throw Bednar and Santana into the mix. How many, if any, of those three are still left after the trade deadline?
I think there's a very good chance at least two of them are gone. All three, that will be interesting, you know, because now you're talking about two controllable assets and two true weapons in Bednar and Santana. But I mean, I know they're not opposed to moving both of them this offseason or this deadline season. It's just got to be the right offer for them to be moved. So I'll take the safe play and say one of them ends up sticking around. If I had to guess which one, I mean, Bednar might make the most sense just because, I mean, he's a Pittsburgh guy. He wants to be here. And he has a pretty high ceiling right now, by the way he's throwing the ball.
I'm going to go the position player route, Noah. Last night, or I should say yesterday, overall, Ken Rosenthal saying the Royals have interest in Brian Reynolds. John Heyman said something about the Yankees are considering Key Brian Hayes. Do you see either of them possibly being moved? I know personally I would probably skew Hayes over Reynolds, but where do you fall on those two guys?
I'm right there with you, Jason. I think if either one of them is going to get moved, it's going to probably be Hayes. I just think, A, the asking price is going to be lower, and B, I think they'd be more willing to part ways. I don't think they want to get rid of Key Brian Hayes. I don't think they're just calling teams saying, please take him off our hands. But I think he's just the more likely of that duo to move because Reynolds – provide something that this team desperately needs, and that's offense. Even when he's not at his best, he's still a better hitter than most of this roster. They're not in a position to get rid of hitters, especially ones that have a long-term contract with the club.
Noah Hiles, check out his stuff with the Post-Gazette. Noah, how many they take in this series?
One.
They're going to fall back down to earth on us a little bit.
Mariners are a good team, man.
Yeah, they got the Big Dumper.
Yes, they do, the Big Dumper.
By far the best nickname in baseball. Thank you, Noah. Enjoy it out in Seattle.
Take care, brother.
Absolutely, guys.
There we go.
The Andrew Destin Bowl, by the way.
I
forgot to get to that.
I thought about hitting up Andrew Destin, but I thought about hitting him up for
Bucko Talk
tomorrow.
Are you doing Buckeye Talk?
Yes.
You should.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough with the time change. I mean, I'll shoot him
a
text.
Oh, man,
he's
an old man. He gets up early. He'll probably be a bike ride in. He'll be eating his graham crackers and milk at that time of day.
50-minute mark on the Fan. We're a couple of minutes ahead of that. That's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on Route 19 in Peters Township. We finish things up with a little 4th of July fun coming up next on the Fan Morning Show. Very fun show this morning. Donnie filling in for Adam and Doran on this Independence Day holiday. Harry Callis here. Intern RJ is here. He's been running the board for the last couple of hours. Jason Mackey in studio as well for a few more minutes. Jack Hillgrove will have the midday show. a combination of Jack and intern Dom for the next 4 hours. That baby's going to get heated.
I like exactly half of that combo.
Man, and I saw it up close and personal, Jason. When Dom first got in here, he came into the studio.
The fireworks.
I could feel the tension. You could cut the tension with a knife.
The dumbest opinion in the history of mankind.
And so by the way, I went down the hall just to say hi to intern Dom and to give him a little bit of crap about this golf match. And boy, does he refute what you're saying, Callis.
Okay. What did he say?
He's saying that you're basically lying about everything. He admitted to taking Sean Meyer's putt.
Yep.
And that was it. He said that happened once.
It did happen once.
Yeah.
But he hit the ball out of bounds two other times.
But he's saying...
And didn't take a penalty.
I think you guys should hash it out. And he's saying that he did not require people to putt out.
He absolutely did. I said, is that close enough? He said, no. Like, I asked him like three times almost. I'm like, can that be close enough? He was like, no.
All right.
Just an ongoing feud.
That is, I mean, that is a quote. I paid my money, so we're going to put the ball in the hole, is what he said.
Sounds like an imitation, not only a quote.
Yeah.
All right, what are we talking 4th of July here, man?
A little high pitch there. I wanted to get your thoughts, like the because I saw your tweet last night too.
We went back and forth about
discussion
that.
Your wife. The ideal like 4th of July cookout plate. Man. I think if you can load up on as much meat as possible on that plate, you're winning.
I know. I'm going 80% meat. I mean, I don't have anything against sides, Donnie. Don't get me wrong. And I'm absolutely. I'm not wasting space on the plate for dessert. I'll come back for dessert.
Yeah, you put that in a little side.
Yeah. Absolutely. But I mean, I'll take some potato salad, some coleslaw, something that's a little bit colder. But you know, if I can get burger, dog, ribs. Somebody responded to me on Twitter saying they were grilling steaks today. I'm like, sign me up.
Yeah,
where are you grilling steaks? I'm good. Ribs, chicken, fried chicken, anything you got, man. I'm in it for the meat. But 4th of July sides are elite. They really are. And good potato salad, good macaroni salad, good pasta salad.
Yeah,
absolutely
pasta salad.
What's your number one?
I'd take pasta salad.
I think I probably would too.
Do you like pretzels, Jason?
I do.
I'm not a fan.
I love pretzels.
I don't.
Harry likes the soft pretzel. He doesn't like the snack pretzel like you get at the store.
I like both.
Like I heard,
against pretzels.
Have you heard
equal
of
opportunity, baby?
Have you heard of the strawberry pretzel?
Have I
salad?
Heard of it?
You know where
I was
invented,
born
Harry.
Where it was invented, Harry.
Brentwood.
I didn't know that until last night, so I can't act.
I didn't
a
either.
Tough guy.
but I brought up to Harry the love that people have for strawberry pretzel salad, and he said he had never heard of it.
Have you had it?
I have. I like it. I like it. I'm not going to have Pony's like, egregious take of like, I'd rather have somebody fart in my face than eat it. Like, I will eat it, but it's not like the first choice I have. If there's like a whole plethora of desserts.
Sure. That's fair.
I mean, I'll get like a little slice of it.
I don't understand saying it's disgusting. I mean, it's very, very good. And like well-made strawberry pretzel salad is incredible. Harry, you have to try this. The fact that you have not had strawberry pretzel salad.
Well, I don't like strawberries and I don't like pretzels.
You don't like strawberries?
Who are you? What are you asking me these questions for? I'm high strung today. Don't mess with me. I don't like strawberries. Whatever.
How do you not like?
I love strawberries.
Yeah.
I don't hate them. I'd eat them if I were desperate, but that's not my first choice.
What sort of scenario do you need to eat a strawberry to survive?
Who knows? You're in the woods? I don't know. I'll tell you what, though. Actually, I will take that back a little bit. I didn't like pickles before, and then I tried pickles. I tried pickles in this protein bowl. Like this one place I go to makes their sandwiches, but you can put them in a bowl, you know, because I can't have bread right now. Wake 180's been doing good with that and getting me to lose weight. But I tried pickles on it, on a steak sub protein bowl. Oh, my gosh. It's like the taste. They mix so well. You got the tangy part of the pickle and the meat just nice and firm. The steak. Ooh.
What's the one food you guys won't eat?
Like no matter what?
Do you have you can't. I cannot pay you enough money to eat it. Do you have one?
Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
I actually have a take on Brussels sprouts. That's like the top food that we were told our whole lives was bad that I actually love.
Yeah, it's actually
like,
really good.
We'll have Brussels sprouts like as a side for dinner pretty regularly. Sarah might put like a little glaze on it or like some Parmesan cheese or something.
Nope.
It's great.
Nope.
I love them.
Nope.
So I'm scarred for life on beets. I won't touch them. I'm like deathly afraid of them. And my family makes fun of me for it. Every Sunday as a kid, we would go to my grandma's, my dad's mom, and she had a garden, would grow things, would make a salad, and she'd put beets in the salad, and I ate them, and I didn't like them. I'd say to my dad, like, Dad, I can't eat these. And he's like, just shut up. Just eat them. Just eat them. It's fine. You got to try it. You know, every Sunday, I'd do the same thing, and I'd, like, choke down these beets because I didn't want to go against what my dad was saying. I was like, Dad, I don't want to eat these beets. I don't like them. Just eat them. It'll be fine. You know, and so, like, I had a childhood trauma of, like, eating beets over and over again, and now I won't touch them.
Beets,
I think they're disgusting.
Beets is a pretty good pull. I mean, I know that I'm in, like, the minority about the pickles thing. I think what kind of set it off for me was in high school for a couple of years, I worked at a Chick-fil-A. So it's,
okay.
It's pickles on everything.
Yeah.
And like,
and you probably see like a bucket of pickles. Yes. It's like pickle overload.
One of the more like disgusting things that we'd have to do is like almost dive into a whole bucket of pickles to like load them up in a like easier container. That was one of the grossest things that I had to do while working there.
I can see that.
And I don't know, maybe I should give them more of a chance, like a true like pickle out of a jar thing. But
it kind of sounds like you're you now have a dislike for fireworks because you've experienced too many of those. Now you've experienced too many pickles.
Yeah,
Donnie.
That was kind of the conversation we had earlier. Like, I just feel like if you
Donnie
seen
doesn't
one,
like too much of one thing.
If you've seen one big fireworks show, you've seen them all.
Thank you, thank you. They look no different.
Yeah.
The fireworks show right now looks no different than 10 years ago.
But when you only
I'm not like anti fireworks. I just don't get the attraction.
When you only
we all look at the sky like, oh, that's so sweet.
That's where I come down on it.
Well, when you only see them on occasion, then it's a little more.
Where are you missing fireworks, Callis? How have you not been able to locate fireworks?
I'm just saying.
They're readily available out there. Go to a pirate's.
What is your problem? What are you doing?
You're acting like somebody's hiding fireworks. They're not. They're pretty easily accessible.
Can I just say
like,
words?
Well, you've never seen them.
What are you being combative toward me for? Okay, come on. Strawberries, fireworks. We got to go.
Oh, this was fun. This was fun, guys. Thank you for hopping on for the last hour, Jason. Harry.
My pleasure.
A very fun morning. Intern RJ, great stuff behind the glass. Thank you to the folks that joined in on the fun this morning as well. Noah Hiles, Chris Carter, for giving their insights too. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Beautiful Independence Day holiday. Get by a pool or a body of water this afternoon. Clear and a high of 85. Jack Hillgrove and Dom DiTommaso with the midday show coming up next. Donnie Chedrick signing off on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.